Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Callaway. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Callaway steals second. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 1 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra bunts for an out with unknown description. Fleming moves to third. Edwards moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway catches it and throws to first to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grove takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway misplays the ball. That's an error on Conway. Grove moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. There goes Grove. The throw from Hegan and Grove is out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. There goes Edwards. The throw from Tresh to second, and Edwards is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Boudreau steals second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to third. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wells takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. Wells moves to second. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Conway reaches second base with a double. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conway moves to third. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Edwards is walked intentionally. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Patsy Arrett. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Conway scores. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Felix Macchio is now playing center field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-4 in the game. Case takes first base on ball 4. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Conway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Leo Wells. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.